AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza killed at least 85 Palestinians overnight. Hamas responded by firing 3 rockets at Israel, no casualties. Charles Deladesma has more.
Hours later, the Israeli military restored a blockade on northern Gaza, including Gaza City, that it had maintained for most of the war. It warned residents against using the main highway to enter or leave the north and said only passage to the south would be allowed on the coastal road. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have been returning to what remains of their homes in the north after a ceasefire took hold in January. Israel then resumed heavy strikes across Gaza on Tuesday, shattering the truce that had facilitated the release of more than 2 dozen hostages. I'm Charles Deladesma.
Senior military officers from across Europe are meeting outside London to flesh out plans for an international peacekeeping force for Ukraine as details of a partial ceasefire are worked out. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
What we've managed to do is get political momentum, political alignment, if you like, with a number of countries, the so-called coalition of the willing, 30 or so countries. That is good to have that level of alignment and momentum. What we now need to do is turn that political momentum into operational plans.
President Trump signing an executive order this afternoon calling for the dismantling of the Department of Education.
It sounds strange, doesn't it? Department of Education, we're going to eliminate it, and everybody knows it's right. And the Democrats know it's right, and I hope they're going to be voting for it because ultimately it may come before them, but everybody knows it's right.
Home sales rose last month as mortgage rates eased and more homes went on the market. However, rates are up again this week, the average on a 30-year now 6.67%. Jobless claims inched higher last week, and stocks closed lower. The S&P slipped 0.2%, the NASDAQ 0.3%, while the Dow lost 11 points, less than a tenth. This is AP News. A scholar at Georgetown University has been detained by immigration officials. Jennifer King reports it's prompted another legal fight over deportation proceedings against foreign-born visa holders.
In a social media post Wednesday, Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin with Homeland Security said Badar Khan Suri, an Indian national, was accused of spreading Hamas propaganda and promoting anti-Semitism. An ICE database listed his last location as the Alexandria Staging Facility in Louisiana. Suri's wife, also studying at Georgetown, is the daughter of Ahmad Youssef, a senior political advisor to the Hamas leadership. Politico reported that masked agents arrested Suri outside his home in Arlington, Virginia on Monday night and told him his visa had been revoked. Suri is a postdoctoral researcher who studies religion, violence, and peace processes in the Middle East and South Asia and wrote his doctorate on efforts to introduce democracy to Afghanistan and Iraq. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.